We are in the midst of a series of messages and reflections focusing on people that Jesus saw from the cross. And today we are going to see that he saw his Father when he was on the cross. And we're going to read from Mark chapter 15, verses 33 through 36. You can find it in your pew Bibles, of course, and it will also be on the screen. So I'm going to be doing the reading. So let's read this. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And at 3 p.m, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing near heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." Someone ran and filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down," he said. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Have you ever been forsaken? Have you ever been totally and utterly abandoned, left absolutely alone? I'm guessing that for most of us here, we'd say, well, actually, no, I've not been abandoned to that level. There's some of us here who feel like maybe we've come close to that. I know that there are those of us here who have had spouses walk out on us and abandon us. I know that there are those here for whom a sick rumor has gone out about you, and to your horror, it seems like your friends are believing it. But usually, almost always for us, there's somebody who will stand with us or show support for us, and it's often the people that you don't expect who come to your aid. In one way or another, in one degree of or another, many of us know what it is like to be abandoned, but no one knows what it is to be absolutely, totally abandoned. Well, today's Bible lesson is about abandonment. It's a terrible and a sad episode in the life and the death of Jesus Christ. And it's one that only he could have endured. Now, I'd like to get into this by asking the question, what does God do for us? Well, we could start a list. We say, well, God gives us life. He gives us stuff. He gives us a house. He gives us a car. He gives us toys. He gives us a home. We could say, oh, God, we know he gives us faith. That if it wasn't for him, we would not have the capacity to recognize Jesus as Lord. We could say, well, God gives us relationships. He has given me a wife or a husband. He's given me parents and children. He's given me friends. And all of these relationships are gifts of God to me. You could say, he's given me capacities. He's given me brains, intelligence, the capacity to understand things and to grow. And all of those things are true. And if we were to make a list, and I was just, instead of just saying it, ask you, those are the things that we would say. He gives us all of these wonderful blessings. There's a more basic thing that he gives, and we don't tend to put this on these kind of lists, God gives us existence. Without God, we would not be. There would be only the void, the existentially unimaginable emptiness of non-being. And almost always, we take that part of God's gift for us for granted. We don't think about how elemental is our need for God. And so, we do tend to take God for granted. We don't think about him very much. We go about our business, we do our thing, and we just do it. We don't think about God, and we don't thank God as much as we should. But think about this. Just for a few seconds, let us be silent. Anybody hear their heart beating? Probably not. I didn't. Right? It's this thing that happens inside my chest, and every it goes boom, like once a second or so. Some of us a little bit faster, some of us a little bit slower. God, for every single one of us, God is willing our hearts to beat. If it wasn't for the presence and the divine will of God, our hearts would not be doing this. How much do we need God? We need God every second. If we were forsaken by God, if we were totally abandoned by God, even for one nanosecond, we would be no more. Our entire existence depends on God actively willing and wanting us to be. And if he would forget us, if he would take his eye, his mind, his hand off of us, we'd be gone. Now, there is only one person who has experienced what it means to be utterly forsaken by God the Father and live to tell the tale. And that was Jesus Christ. That was him on that cross. And that was why the wretched cry that he groaned went up towards heaven, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus asked the question, even as he knew the answer. He was forsaken by the Father because of the great offense of sin in the world. Because that affront to his perfection had to be countered by a sacrifice. A sacrifice that was as pure and unblemished as sin was an affront and an obscenity. And Jesus on the cross took all of that dirt and all of that brokenness and all that evil on himself and said, I will be that on the cross. I will pay the price for all this horror that has been inflicted on the world since Adam and Eve and until the end of time. Like what a monstrosity that was. And God the Father had to look away. He had to abandon the one who represented all of that. The only one who could bear that, the only one who could do that was Jesus the undefiled. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who alone could take away the sin of the world. If it wasn't Jesus on that cross, it would have been me on the cross. And it would have been you on that cross. It would have been every person you know and love on that cross. It would have been your spouse and your grandma, and it would have been the nice lady across the street. Everybody would be on the cross bearing the price for their own sin. And we would be abandoned, and we would pay the ultimate and horrible price of God's judgment. But it's not me on the cross, and it's not you if with me you stand in faith in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus did it for us, and he could take it. He could take what we couldn't and can't. I assume that it's because Jesus is the Son of God, because he is the second person of the Trinity, even though he emptied himself, as it says in Philippians, of the power and the right of his divinity. He set that aside. He did not stop being the Son of God. And that, I believe, gave him the power to endure the punishment for sin, the weight of that utter forsaking that was required. But it was an incredibly difficult thing for Jesus to do, to be on that cross. But think about this. It was just as hard for the Father to abandon his Son on the cross. On the Christian Reformed Church's denominational website this week, there's a very well-written and helpful article written by a young lady whose infant daughter, the first child given to her and her husband, passed away at the age of 1 month. And this happened last September. And she wrote this article about the things that people should not say to people who have lost a child. And it was a helpful article. I would encourage you all to read that. But in the words, you could just see the deep and profound grief that is contained in her words, as she was so eloquently and even pastorally helping people to be a blessing to others in that situation. You could just hear her sorrow as she thought about her child who was gone. Well, for her, in that sorrow, it was for the God the Father in seeing his Son tormented and dying. Now, it was for the sake of us and of love for us that he turned away from Jesus, that he let that sacrifice go to its completion. But remember that it says in Scripture, greater love has no one than this, that he gives up his life for his friends. And that is written to us. Greater love has no one of us than this. And Jesus said that as an encouragement to the disciples to love each other. And it was demonstrated by Jesus on the cross for us. Greater love has no one than what Jesus did, that he gave himself up on the cross, that we might be raised up, forgiven to eternal life. But I think the most wildly extravagant love is this, that God, the Father, would give up his own Son for the sake of his enemies, so that his enemies could become his friends, so that they would be transformed into sons and daughters of God, that they might inherit eternal life. God the Father gave up and abandoned his Son so that we who were enemies of God could become the very children of God. And the Father abandoned his Son for us. Thanks be to God that he did what we could never do. We could never be on that cross. And we who are parents know that we would never be able to abandon our children. That would be too hard. Say, I'll give up myself before I give up my kid. But Jesus experienced that. The Father abandoned his Son. That's how much he loves you. And that just blows your mind. Blows my mind. And then, you know, we pray these prayers of confession. Yeah, we don't take you very seriously, God. Yeah, we do our own thing, and yeah, we don't consider you. And then think, but hang on a sec. Hey, let's take a step back. What did God do? Like, he sacrificed his own kid for us, and then we can't just do the right thing and live a life pleasing to him? Like, what's with us? Well, that's something good for us to reflect on. But as we do, let's be thankful to our Father in heaven that he was willing to show the depth of radical love. And that because of it, we are not forsaken. You are not forsaken. You are not alone. You cannot be alone because God has said, you are my child and I will be with you forever in your loneliest place. I will be there and I will be your reward. So let's give God the glory and let's serve him together. Amen. Let's pray. Father, it blows the mind how good you are. And please help us to realize it, not just on an intellectual level. Let that truth percolate right down into our heart and into our guts so that our love for you and our commitment to you becomes visceral. We want to be your people. We don't want to be acting as if we're ashamed of you. We don't want to let others think that you are only a marginal part of our lives. But you are our God. Our God who is our Father. And your Son is our brother and Savior. Your Spirit is our ever-present companion and encourager. So we say thanks and continue to propel us in your way. Amen.